listener production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Nurses on either side of the border are currently locked in negotiations with their respective state governments about pay and conditions. Jeff Hudson from the Albury branch of the New South Wales Nurses Union says the state is falling behind and it's affecting regional areas like ours.
We're asking for a better pay deal because New South Wales is a very long way behind the other states, Victoria and Queensland especially, when it comes to nursing pay and conditions.
It comes as Victorian nurses and midwives earlier this week knocked back the latest offer from Spring Street, while a 10.5% raise has been slammed by those in New South Wales. Former Northeast politician Lou Lieberman's passed away at the age of 85. He represented Benambra at a state level between 1976 and 1992, before representing the federal seat of Indi the following year through to 2001. Around 40 high schoolers have been exposed to the Riverina Murray's agriculture industry. AgriFutures teamed up with TAFE New South Wales to host the kids at an Ag Industry Day event yesterday. Spokesperson Abby O'Callaghan says it's important to get kids excited about the agriculture industry.
There's pretty major workforce shortages in agriculture at the moment, so it's really important we show students that ag is a lot more than just farming or being out in the elements all day or doing, you know, physical work.
The numbers aren't looking good for Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan, a new Resolve strategic poll showing the Coalition's 9 points clear in primary support. And it appears the Victoria Hotel Rutherglen is the best spot in regional Victoria for a feed. They've been named the best regional pub restaurant at the AHA Awards in Melbourne. Jack O'Sullivan looks set to miss out on Saturday's interleague clash with the Goulburn Valley after copping a head knock during the Bulldogs' clash with the Wang Rovers over the weekend. The Jill Morrison medalist has told the Border Mail he'll need to get an all-clear from his GP, but on a positive note, he's heaped praise on his Bulldogs teammates, with the squad sitting 6-1 so far.